When Saul of Tarsus was blinded by that great light on the road to Damascus, God spoke to Ananias to go pray for him. Saul had been killing believers and putting them in prison. Ananias said, "Lord, I have heard many reports about this man and all of the harm that he's done." Notice this passage. I've heard that he's killing people. I've heard that he's dangerous. I've heard that he doesn't like believers. If you're always telling God what you've heard, you're going to miss out on God's blessings. You'll get discouraged. Doubt will fill your mind. God, the financial report says, I'm never going to get ahead. God, my children are running with the wrong crowd. Here's the key. Don't tell God what you've heard. God says you're the head and not the tail. Now, don't tell him all the reasons why you're not. God says you will live and not die. But God, the medical report says otherwise. No, quit telling God what you've heard. That's not doing you or him any good. It's really simple. Don't take your problems to God. Take your praise to God. Lord, I want to thank you that with long life you will satisfy me. Even though my condition looks permanent, Lord, I want to thank you that I'm coming in to my 7th year, a year of release, a year of healing, a year of breakthroughs, a year of abundance. Isaiah said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to announce freedom to the captives." He was saying, in effect, things may look permanent, but I'm announcing your freedom. I'm announcing you're coming out of debt. I'm announcing that sickness is not going to defeat you. I'm announcing new levels are in your future. Then he took it one step further. He said, "I'm declaring the year of God's favor." Notice this principle. He announced it, then he declared it. What if we were to do the same thing? I'm announcing today we're coming out of debt, struggle, not getting ahead. I'm declaring we are coming into increase, overflow, abundance. I'm declaring we will lend and not borrow. We will be able to give to every good work. I'm declaring we're blessed, prosperous, and generous. Over our families, I'm announcing that our children will not run with the wrong crowd, making poor choices, getting into trouble. I'm declaring, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I'm declaring the seed of the righteous will be mighty in the land. Or how about this? I'm announcing we will not live negative, depressed, worried, stressed out. I'm declaring we are happy, content, confident, secure, full of joy, loving our lives. You have to announce it and then declare it by faith. Nothing you're saying may be true at the time. This is what faith is all about. Too often, we're announcing and declaring the wrong things. I've been single so long, I'll never meet the right person. Prices are so high, I don't see how I'm ever going to make it. That's announcing defeat and declaring mediocrity. You have to change what's coming out of your mouth. Start announcing freedom from anything that's holding you back. Freedom from loneliness, freedom from depression, freedom from addictions, freedom from constantly struggling. Dare to do as Hezekiah did. Start boldly declaring, "I am free. I am healthy. I am blessed. I am victorious. God's favor is coming. Breakthroughs, healing, promotions are on the way." You may have struggled in an area for a long time, but let me declare this over you. It is not permanent. You are coming in to your 7th year. This is a new day. The tide of the battle has turned. Every chain has been loosed. Every stronghold has been shattered. Every limitation has been broken. You are breaking free into a new level. I believe and declare God is releasing you into increase. He is releasing you into opportunity, into favor, releasing you into healing, into breakthroughs. He is releasing you into the fullness of your destiny.